Lord, we're thankful for your word, and we're thankful for what we've already heard. And Lord, we pray that you'll help us not to forget to entertain strangers. And Lord, as you said there, you said that that when they asked, you said that people had fed you and clothed you and gave you water, and they said, when have we done these things? They didn't remember any of those things. And yet he says, you did it unto the least of these, you did it unto me. Lord, may that be our thoughts. May we be wise in what we do. But Lord, help us to never hold back when there's a need, and a legitimate need. And Lord, we know that you'll bless it. And we'll pray now for the word that these next few minutes, that you'll bless it as well. And we'll thank you in Christ's name. Amen. If you will, turn over to Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter 18, we'll pick up. It's been a few weeks since we've been here. And Lord willing, I'm going to make this brief, and we'll pick up again as the Lord leads, perhaps Wednesday evening. But anyway, we saw here, up to this point in David's life, things couldn't have been any better. You know, he's killed Goliath. He's got a friend like no other. In Jonathan, and there's a bond and a friendship there that's just, like I said, like no other. And then in verse 5 it says, and David went out, whithersoever Saul sent him, and behaved himself wisely. And Saul set him over the men of war, and he was accepted in the sight of all the people, and also in the sight of Saul's servants. David's obedience, you know, it's just unbelievable. He did as his father asked him to do, you know, to take the food to his brothers and check and see how they're doing. David was always obedient in everything that he did. And it was just it's a wonderful example for us. Whatever he was asked to do, he did it always with his whole heart. You know, when he got there and heard Goliath, he was just eager. You know, he says, I want to go show this guy who our God is. You know, the guy he's been maligning, the God that he's been aligning for the last 40 days, it's time for him to know who that God is. And David did that. But David had character. When I think about character in the Bible, I always think about Joseph. And my definition of character, the way I always look at it is what you do when nobody else is looking. And that's the way Joseph was. He was always diligent about his father's business, and he was always upfront in the way that he handled things. And even when he fled out, sometimes I think about lay aside every weight and every sin that doth so easily beset you. I think about that jacket. That jacket could have been a weight to him. It could have been a besetting. It could have been something that held him back. He says, not a chance. You know, when he saw what was going on, he left that jacket and he fled out of there. But that was the character of Joseph. And I think a lot of that same character, I think about that character as I see that in David here. You know, another thing I see here in this verse that's interesting, it says, you know, that David went out, whithersoever Saul sent him, he was obedient, and he behaved himself wisely. And this is going to be important in the next time that we get into this, but we'll see that over and over, how he handled himself so wisely every time. And it put fear into Saul's heart when he saw how David handled himself in every situation. But it also says there, and you have to wonder, why did they put this in here? It says, and he was accepted in the sight of all the people. Period. No, it's comma. Why did they add the rest of that on there? And also in the sight of Saul's servants. Well, they're part of all the people. So why even put that in there? Well, everyone's heard of David now at this point, and they loved him, but not everybody knows him personally. You know, they know of him, they've heard about him, but they don't really know him closely. And I think maybe that's why this was put in here. It was for those people that saw him every day, those people that were around him every day. Because it's good, it's easy sometimes to have a reputation as being a great person or something, you know, but Do you have that same reputation about the people around the people that know you every day, whether it's your church family, whether it's your immediate family, whether it's your coworkers or your neighbors? Do you have that same testimony there as well? And I think that may be something here. And also in the sight of Saul's servants, those people that are around him every day saw how he handled himself. And I think that is key. You know, as we went to the funeral Friday, you know, people got up and they spoke about my mother-in-law. And I have to wonder, the people that know me best, you know, maybe perhaps people that I went to school with, you know, and they may not have known me real well, but they knew certain things, perhaps accomplishments or something. They remember you from that. But what about those people that will be at my funeral that know me best? What are they going to have to say about me? How are they going to eulogize me? And I think, you know, with David here, I see that when it says, and also in the sight of Saul's servants. But we see here that that Joseph, when we think about him, we think about him when he was in prison or when he was in a palace. You know, he had that same reputation no matter where he went. He just carried himself very wisely, as David here does. You know, so, you know, one of the verses come to my mind is Psalms 19 and 14. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. That ought to be us. That ought to be us all the time. It shouldn't just be when we're around a certain crowd of people, we talk one way. And I've seen that. You know, I've been shocked sometimes when I knew somebody that was went to a church and saw these people and you know, it was seemed to be a very godly life, and their speech was all good. And then we got together with them to do some work, and the language was different. And I was like, this is kind of like the people that do this kind of work all the time. Why do we have to be like them? We don't have to be like them. But we see here in verse 6 and 7, it says, and it came to pass as they came, when David was returned from the slaughter of the Philistine, that the women came out of all cities of Israel, singing and dancing to meet King Saul with tabrets, with joy, and with instruments of music. And the women answered one another as they played and said, Saul hath slain his thousands, and David his 10,000s. So we see here that the women, they come out to meet King Saul. He's leading the group here. And they're singing and they're dancing. And you have to think about times that this would happen. Perhaps at a parade, you'll see this kind of stuff go on. Or when a group is coming back from the military and there's a parade for them and people are on both sides of the street, you know, just cheering and carrying on. You know, who's out here? It talks about the women being out there. Well, I believe there's women and some men, but probably the majority of them were women, because who's walking down the street? That's the men. They're out doing the fighting. So the women are coming out. That's the wives of these men. That's the mothers of these men. They're out there. And y'all did the cadence and stuff when you was in the military. And so what's one side saying here? One side over here is saying, and Saul has slain his thousands, and David has slain his 10,000. So each group is singing back and forth to each other. Well, this is an interesting situation. Nothing in itself wrong with doing that, but it doesn't turn out well for Saul. He is very jealous over this. And we see, if we need to think about what we do. Sometimes when we get emotional, if we're mad, we'll say something we shouldn't say. Sometimes when we're sad, we may say something we shouldn't say. And other times when we're glad, we may do something that we shouldn't be doing or shouldn't be saying. When you think about a song, you know, you can go to Judges and think about what Deborah, what that song was. You know, what was it there that was said? It says, praise ye the Lord for the avenging of Israel. You don't hear that here in this. Sing praise to the Lord, God of Israel. All the praise went to God there. And here, when we start lifting different people up, that can be a minefield there, can be a dangerous place to be. But we always need to be careful with our words. Like I said, whether we're happy, whether we're sad, whether we're mad, we need to always be careful with the words that we speak. You know, so we see here, you know, I ask the question, how do you feel or react when someone is esteemed above you? Well, we saw a few weeks ago how one person reacted to it. Jonathan, how'd he react? David was really set up above him. And Jonathan was like, yes, indeed, he's the man. He's the one. He could see that in David, and he rejoiced in it. But yet we look here and we see his father and how he reacted to it. It was with a total different manner. It says in verse 8, and Saul was very wroth. And the saying displeased him. And he said, they have ascribed unto David 10,000s, and to me they have ascribed but thousands. And what can he have more but the kingdom? I've got nothing left. You know, if they look at him like that, and he's got the heart of the people already, what more can he have but be the king? And Saul was angry about that. So we see that Jonathan loved David. Saul hated David. And Saul had a problem with anyone being esteemed above himself. So we need to be careful that we don't have a competitive spirit when it comes to our Christian walk with one another, with fellow believers. You know, Philippians there says, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. You know, that's the way that we ought to be. You know, when people come in and they have talents that can be used, let them use it. Does that look like it makes you look bad? It shouldn't. You shouldn't feel like that. You ought to rejoice in it. And that's the way Jonathan was. And that's the spirit that we need to have, that spirit that Jonathan had, and we need to fight against if we ever have thoughts like Saul. In verse 9, and we'll close here, says, and Saul eyed David from that day and forward. What it means there when it says he eyed him, he envied him. He envied David. You know, envy is resenting someone that has something because they feel that you gained that at their expense. Ooh, look at the world we've got going on now. Look at the envy that's going on out in the world now. People hate other people because they have something. And they feel like, well, you got that because of me. That was taken away from me. That's envying something. And we should never be like that. But David's life, as we'll see here in these next few weeks, like I started off, I said, things couldn't be any better for David. Everything is going along great and wonderful. But we'll see here that David's life is about to change dramatically. And not in a bad way, necessarily. But what we need to do is look at that and pay close attention to his life and see how he handled the different situations. And it's just amazing how he did. But let us observe and learn how to deal properly with change and with adversity each and every day. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. And Lord, we pray that it will be instructional to us. And we'll take heed to it as well. Lord, we're so thankful for the word of God. And Lord, that we don't have to just wander around in the dark. Lord, you've given us the light, and you've given us this book to instruct us on how to live, Lord, and how to live in a way that's pleasing to you. And we pray that you'll help us to do that. Lord, we pray for the Sunday school time now, that you'll bless it with the children. Pray for Brother Jimmy as he brings the lessons to the children. Lord, we pray for the next hour, Lord, that you'll bless your word in such a mighty way. We're so thankful, Lord, for the way that you've bless the work here. Lord, we pray that you'll continue to do that. And Lord, as we continue thinking about Miss Bonnie, we pray that you'll be with her this morning and the doctors as well. Give them wisdom and how to handle each situation. And we'll thank you in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you.